Chapter 4, Dory, Present Day. We were officially away from Dallas traffic, and before long, pine trees bordered the sides of the road, taller and thicker and closer together with each mile. I began to feel crowded, trapped in my own body, like I always had growing up in East Texas. Miss Isabel's inevitable sadness, however, I'd been expecting it, waiting for it, seemed strangely soothed by her memories of her Newport adventure. And I won't lie, the story of Robert, her unlikely savior, surprised me, and the thought of this sequestered little town both angered and intrigued me. I wanted to know more. But wouldn't you know, the exit from my hometown rose from the pavement. And damn, if that wasn't right when Miss Isabel decided it was time to stop for lunch. Here? I gawked at her. What's wrong with here? It's your hometown. And look, there's a pit grill on the other side of the overpass. I always wanted to eat in a pit grill. I groaned, with a sneaking suspicion that stopping here had been her plan all along. I'd lived in this three light and a Walmart bumping the road my whole life until Steve and I moved to Arlington to make a fresh start. That is, so I could work somewhere that paid more than minimum wage and build my clientele until I could set up my own shop while Steve continued his shining career of not having a career. But I'd never once considered eating at the pit. Not even when I lived nearby. And after all the time I'd been away, I suspected not much had changed in East Texas. I'd had no reason to visit for years and wasn't sure I wanted to experience that part of my life again. Unfortunately, the pit was the only restaurant near the highway. Oh, come on. It'll be an adventure, Miss Isabel said. Now, if it was even possible, she looked excited about the pit, while I, in turn, squirmed.